Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here today for a special show. I'm very fortunate to have with me. I'm foregoing my quotes of the day today. You know how much we love our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. But since I have two very special guests for my show today, we're going to forego them to make sure I give enough time for both of them. So I'm just going to go right into it. My first guest here in studio with me, all the way from California, is Kimberly Meredith, who is a medical medium, trance channeler, hands-on healer, and spiritual teacher. Blessed with a unique array of extraordinary healing and psychic abilities, Kimberly is quickly gaining recognition as one of the world's most gifted medical medium healers and spiritual speakers. Kimberly is a vessel for God, Mother Mary, ascended masters, angels, and advanced civilizations. And I am so pleased that she made the time to come on the show today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Kimberly.
Hi. Thank you for having me here, Sam.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So I just want the audience to know, and many people know from who are regular listeners, that over the last couple of years, you know, I've been going to Israel a lot to see my mom, and you know, she was elderly, she was 99, and she passed away at the end of May. One of the reasons why I wanted you to come on today was because there was one time, and over the last year or so, she'd been in and out of the hospitals a lot, not with anything major, but it was always something. Like, literally, my sister was taken to the hospital about once a month. And I remember one time my sister was like, "I don't know. I think you better get ready. You may need to get your ticket and come. We're not sure." And you had put out on Facebook, like, "Hey, does anyone need a healing?" And I sent you a message about my mom, and you prayed on her. And then the next morning, I get a message from my sister. "Oh, it's mom's amazing. She's better. They're sending her home today." And, you know, she bounced back and forth a number of times. So I had personal experience with your gifts. So that's why I'm thrilled to have you come on the show today.
Thank you.
So why don't we, for our audience that's not that familiar with you, if we could maybe just briefly talk about, like, how this all started with you. Like, did you always have a gift? Were you always kind of tuned in? Or did something happen in the middle of your life and then it turned on?
Right. Thank you for asking. I feel like I was born with a gift, but then it got turned on, severely turned on in 2013. Why I say I was born with a gift, as early as 6 months old, my eyes were blinking, aggressively blinking, and my hands were often, I remember feeling very hot. I was doing healings on animals when I was very little because of my heritage. Was my grandmother was Jewish, and she didn't push away my gifts as a little girl, where she saw me doing healings on an animal that had passed away. I was laying hands on the animal, and she saw it come back to life, which was very interesting. I was doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on my dog. It was a miniature schnauzer, she was completely in shock. And various things like that were very unusual. And my eyes, with the blinking that was going on, is something that's interesting, because I stopped the blinking because my mother thought that there was something wrong with me.
Of course.
And then, so later on, to just cut the story, not to go on too much, but later on in my adult life, I became a nurse. I still loved caring for people. And then in 2013, I had a horrific car accident. Ooh. And what leads you back sometimes to the grace of God is that after the car accident, I had a near-death experience. And in that near-death experience, I witnessed the energy of our Creator, the Divine. Which I'm non-denominational. I was raised Jewish, but I am of the Spirit of God, the Divine God. What brought me back to the eye blinking, my eyes started blinking again after this experience with our Creator, which led me to think, wow, I forced my eyes to stop blinking when I was young, but then my eyes started blinking again. which was the energy of God coming back to me. And so with the blinking, I communicate with our Creator. And through that, the Creator tells me what is wrong with people's bodies inside of them. Directs me and tells me if someone has cancer, has different conditions in them, and also directs me to lay on hands and where to go and do healing.
Right. Now this was a pretty radical change in 2013
yes,
for you,
it was.
Right? So I imagine you must have gotten some resistance, like from your family, from those closest to you. What was that like having to all of a sudden, you know, embody these gifts that, you know, most people tend to think this is kind of cuckoo?
Actually, yes. My family is, I have a radically different set of family. I have born-again Christians and I have Jewish faith. Both of them witnessing the accident and coming out of it thinking, okay, she can't walk, she's in a wheelchair now. And then me having this spiritual awakening, I lost a great deal of support.
Hmm.
And also me thinking, what is going on here? I'm having the blinking coming in, feeling like, am I going to ever go back to my life before, which was I was a successful actress and nurse. And then the doctors telling me, probably not going to be able to walk again and probably not going to be able to have that life. But then also becoming a healer and then understanding I'm becoming a trance channeler and a medium and accepting that. So that the answer to you is, yes, I've lost a lot of support with family, but I've gained the relationship with the intimacy with God and the support of the spiritual community.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So the doctor said you weren't going to be able to walk again.
Never.
And so how were you able to walk? I mean, you walked into the studio today.
I'm walking and I am eating, chewing, holding my head up, which they said I would probably never do because I had hurt my C2 to C6. And my head was a hematoma. My car accident was so bad, which it's a miracle. As you can see me blinking right now, God is saying yes, yes, yes. And I've healed hundreds, thousands of people with injuries like this and because of the energy of our Holy One, the Divine. The more I go out and do the healings of others, the more I am praised with the energy of God.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the first time you channeled, what came, like, were you surprised when you started channeling? Because channeling and healing are two different and distinct sort of abilities.
Well, they're saying they are different, but they are one.
Okay.
So many people may say they are different, but we are always channeling. Every one of us is a channeler. Mm. We're all channeling and we decipher if we want to have a good energy come through our body or a negative energy at any moment.
Mm.
We are all filled with love. We're all filled with light. We all can accept that different energy if we want. Mm-hmm. I truly believe we all want to be loved. We are all good. Mm-hmm. We are all here after the same thing. We just have to take a stand what we want in our lives right now. And I do feel that we all want peace, love, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we all can learn to heal our bodies.
Right.
And I'm here to help us understand that. And I'm only here as a vessel to help other people learn to do this work.
Hmm. So I've had many people come on the show who have had near-death experiences and how their like gifts got activated after the near-death experience. I'm just curious, when you had the actual experience itself, did any beings come to you? Did you see anything, hear anything?
I did. And actually, it's like I didn't know I was having a near-death experience when it was happening because you're having the experience in itself until many months later when someone said, you know, a very famous person said, you know, you had a near-death experience. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that at the time. And then I didn't know all the language that went along with it. But now, as I know all my co-blinkings and stuff, that's what that was and everything is happening like that. But when I had the experience, when I was in the hospital lying there and my legs were shaking and I was seeing things, I did see figures. I saw angels. I saw orbs. I saw heaven and hell, if you would say those are the existences. I saw figures. I think I saw a man. He looked like Jesus, if you say the figure is a Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I saw my grandma, which was a shaman. And I saw beautiful orbs, you know, like if you would say it was God, it must be God because it's come to me many times as a light ball of energy through my third eye, open and back. And I speak to the energy all the time. The energy comes in and out. And I know when people are accepting this energy because they come to me and they'll say later, I am healed. You laid hands on me. You knew everything in my body. You knew where I was sick. And then after we did the healings together, I am healed. I am healed. I love hearing those words. I am healed.
So this didn't happen all that long ago. I mean, it was 6 years ago that you had the accident. How long did it take until like you fully embodied these gifts and were healing people and like you started to realize like, oh, like this is a thing I should be doing?
I only started going out and laying hands and doing the healings just 3 years ago.
Oh, only 3 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. Super cool. And now we're ready to start helping people learn to do it. Learning to do it, meaning going into this dimension, this higher dimensional frequency, and learning to activate yourself and learning to go into this. You can do it.
Yes. I'm a big believer that everybody has some kind of healing talent.
I do absolutely
healing work myself in addition to my coaching work. And I've met many people who, like myself, were like, I never thought in a million years that I would be a healer. And then you practice on somebody and they have some amazing experience. And you're like, oh, I guess I could help people with this. when you started going out and laying hands, what were like some of the conditions that you would work with people on that you've noticed a big shift or change with?
Okay. Well, what I do is when I'm going into the groups and the guides will blink, they'll go after people with cancer, with Parkinson's, with neurological disorders that are NDEs. Mm-hmm. I know the different code blinks with those. I get hot flashes when I know they're brain tumors, strokes, all these types of things. They go after people with serious diseases, also emotional diseases that go into those diseases and emotional things.
Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Gabor Mate, Dr. Gabor Mate, but he has done many sort of studies and worked with many patients over the years and shows how like there's such a direct correlation between our emotional health and our physical health, and that, you know, we have a tendency to think like they're two different things, but they're really not. They're so intertwined.
Right. The guides that come through me are constantly listening to you, and they're saying you are correct. Yes.
Ah, okay.
They're not two different things. They're all together in
right,
one.
Right. Okay. Well, my second guest hasn't shown up yet, so we keep you on the mic until she comes.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
So we're going to take our first break. So thank you all who are listening on Facebook and through talkradio.nyc. For some reason, the computer's not showing me who's online right now, but I know there's somebody there. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Kimberly Meredith all about the amazing power of healing. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talk Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. And we podcast all over the place. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. I think I'm on Spotify. I have to double check. I submitted it. SoundCloud everywhere. So I'm just checking on the Facebook Live. I see Jeremiah Fox, one of our newest hosts on Talk Radio NYC, who does the entrepreneurial web on Fridays, apparently knows you. Kimberly says hi. My friend Corinne, who I had on the show last week, I see on there, along with Maria Nunziata. Oh, Maria, all the way out in the West Coast. So a bunch of, and there are many more who I just unfortunately don't see everybody on the computer for some reason. So, so Kimberly, when you are laying on hands or when you're doing a healing session with someone, what do you experience?
Wow. I experience so much love and gratitude for the divine energy coming through my body and using me. And you know, my hands and my body is tingling. I'm in a higher dimensional consciousness. I first go through the body and I'm, you know, scanning them, so I'm finding the downloads are coming through my brain so fast. And I'm getting all the information that the guides want me to tell the person what's happened to them. And it's becoming faster. So it's like a minute, I will know everything about the person. And sometimes it's too much for the person to take in. So I'll say, oh, you've had your knee, you've had a lump here, your tooth had a root canal and that went down to your lymph node and that gave you this, that. Then when I go in to do the healing, they want to go in, the guides, and do this amazing healing on them. And so they just take me over and use me. And I'm graciously able to do that because I step aside and let them happen. But it's not in this dimension. This dimension is a very low frequency dimension. So if I let myself stay in this dimension, I will be very dragged down. I let them take me into that high dimension so that I'm lifted and I don't feel the heaviness of it.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like to say is when I do healing work and I have a long invocation, I let them do all the heavy lifting. I'm just here to like hold space.
Amen.
And let them work through.
Amen.
Do you have any practices for, when I was learning, taking different healing workshops and stuff, people always talked about like cleaning yourself from the energy, protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have any practices like that?
I do. And I'm actually just wrote a book and my agent, I love him, Bill Gladstone from Waterside, he's sending it out right now. And the book, I'm excited who's going to get it out, has a whole thing about the tools and practices of being a healer and how to clear yourself and keep yourself grounded. And I call it in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is, to me, the energy of our God. And God is a feminine energy as much as a masculine energy.
Of course.
And when we're in that energy, there's nothing that can get at us and harm us. And so I do every day a ritual of cleaning off the energy around your throat, because your lymph nodes and your glands connect to your heart chakra, your solar plexus in all your body. And you have to make sure your glands are clear, because 95% of us, and this is what's going on at the Open Center in New York City where we do a healing, but 90% of us get attacked by our throat chakra. And that's how we're getting these immune suppressed conditions. And it goes around your lymph nodes, and we have to keep our glands clear and our throat, because we speak out of our throat,
right,
and we're communicating, and we have to keep our throat clear with our communication and our love for ourselves and honoring ourselves and our body. So to get back to it is I do a cleansing and a clearing every day around my throat, and saying things like, I do a mantra, and I teach this in my classes, of how to call in the Holy Spirit, call in the Holy God. And I could say God in many ways, many, many words for God, like Om and Om Nah Shivaya and Hashem. And I do this practice, and I go around my throat, and I ask any negative energy to leave the body. Because I have this energy in my hands, and I can, and I make the nodes leave instantly. I ask them to leave, and they leave. They leave. They evaporate. People go, my God, that node, that lump is gone. How did that happen, Kimberly? It's like a magic. I said, no, it's not a saucer. It's not a magic. This can happen. It can leave just like that. You tell it to leave, it'll leave. And so I do this wiping and clearing off of us, leave. So every day we have to make sure these nodes and these energy. So is it really a node? Is it really cancer? My God, say no, it's not. It is a negative energy. But do we still need to take our vitamins and our probiotics and eat well? Yes, we do. Right. But we need to make sure that food also is clean and clear too.
Right, right, right. I remember somebody once said to me, it's like when you kind of pray over your food, or you say a prayer on the food, it's not just for the food itself, but for like all the people who handled the food and how it got transported. And you know, one of the reasons that actually I don't eat meat anymore is just because in this country, the way we kill animals is very cruel, and there's a lot of like fear in the animal, and it's like, I don't know, I've just gotten a little more sensitive, so I actually feel it in my body after I ate meat. The last two times I ate meat over the last 2, 3, 4 years, I've had nightmares after I ate it. So fish I can still handle, but meat I just can't handle anymore. So it's clearing the food of not just anything that the food itself might hold, but anything that connected to it.
Right. Yeah. So in my workshop I'm doing in New York this weekend at the Open Center, I break down all of these things. I go through the organic lifestyle livings, the toxins, water. And so anyway, we can talk about that, what I'm going to be doing at the Open Center.
I actually, before we get into the specifics on it, I would just want to ask you in general.
Sure.
So when did you, like, what sort of urged you on to go from just doing individual healing work to actually like teaching classes and helping other people to learn how to become healers?
Okay. Well, when I started doing one-on-ones in my, I started going... Actually, I was doing the one-on-one just in my house out of a wheelchair. And then I went into doing it into a center in Santa Monica. And I got discovered in the center from a producer who threw me right into the expos because I dissolved a tumor in her breast in 1 minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was cancerous.
Ooh.
And then after that, it's sort of been kind of really rapidly growing so quick. Then after that, I did another expo in Maryland, and then another expo in San Francisco, and then the one in here, and then in another Conscious Life Expo. And so I kind of went into the crowds quickly with my spirit guides. Then I've been just doing one-on-ones too. And then now in a crowd, they just know who has it. I'm kind of like a puppy dog that knows who has cancer. They just sniff it out. Right. And I have 24 different eye blinks. So if someone has this or that or that, they just kind of go, da-da-da-da-da. People call me like an Edgar Casey, but it's different because Casey put himself to sleep. I'm always trancing. You know, you can see like I'm always kind of blinking. That's my blinking trance. And then they direct me when they want me to go in to do a healing. So I can't teach people to blink, but I can teach people to awaken their gifts and to learn to lay on hands. That is something I know for sure I can. I have a Reiki master certificate. I did have to go get one of those, but my Reiki master teacher kicked me out pretty quick. And she's like, I don't think you're going to teach regular Reiki. I think you're going to teach your own kind of hands-on healing.
Right, right, right. And you also do distance healing, don't you?
I do. I do Skypes every week. I'm booked out Fridays and Saturdays, I do Skypes around the world. I love Skyping. It's totally cool. I can find out through the Skype sessions if you have breast cancer on a dime. So you can catch that, you know, real quick. Even if your cups are leaking, I'll know right off the bat through a Skype. And that's cool because it's not a death sentence anymore. You can go, you know, if you've got something wrong like that or prostate cancer, you can go and get help right away. I do nutritional plans too that help people.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the energy healing, but then there's also support afterwards and like changing the lifestyle.
Oh yeah. I have total nutritional plans the guides have put together for people that are easy and helpful and not like, oh my God, I can't do that kind of a plan. That's just horrible. You know, it's too hard.
Yeah. I think that tends to be, I know for myself personally, one of the things that kind of keeps us from having a healthier diet is, especially in the city with such a busy lifestyle and stuff, you think, well, you know, I don't have time to like juice everything in the morning and I don't have time to like be super healthy all the time. And so we create this kind of mental block that stops us from actually doing the things we know we should be doing.
Right. And Sam, sometimes people are taking in too much sugar in their juicing, or they're having a banana every day. And sometimes a banana every day is the highest source of sugar. And that wouldn't be so great.
Yeah.
Where, you know, drinking cucumber water is giving you a lot of hydration. Celery juice is cool, but you don't want to have high sugar drinks in the morning. You know, that's not going to help you out. That's going to drop you, you know, with your,
So I put a little apple in my vegetable juice this morning.
That's okay, but you wouldn't want to have bananas and apples and all that. And, you know, so I do, I have smoothie remedies that are really great, and I've helped a lot of people with cancer, especially, and immune suppressed conditions, which is really big in New York and LA.
Yeah. And Western civilization in general, it's just not very conducive.
But this is okay because even though we're having these issues right now, there are so many things that my guides can help people and offer people to have better water. And we can smooth curve around this and make a better world for us. This is good news.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So I'm just curious, in general, when you get messages from your guides and stuff, you know, some people tend to be very fearful about the future and what's going on right
now
because we're in such a crazy time. Are you more concerned or are you more hopeful about all of this? Because I've heard lots of different things like this is a massive disruption that's necessary for the coming awakening.
Well, when you said concerned, they said no, the guys. Okay. I feel that if we're proactive and we get the right information out to people, then we can absolutely in the next few years progressively change the way that we think, the what we're eating. We know the right things to go for and look for. Stop eating food that's sitting under LED lights. Go for food that doesn't have high sugar in it. Stop going for the wrong products. And you know, don't take a bath in, you know, tap water. Don't drink tap water anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many things to do, and we can give the right information for you.
Yeah. I've been using a water filter, and you know, they say New York City has the best water in the world. I don't care.
They're saying no.
Sorry. I've been using a water filter for at least 20 years, probably 25 years. And when what convinces me all the time is when I have to change the filter out and you see how dirty and how much gunk is there, then it's like, oh. And then
the gunk is called bleach and fluoride. And can I give a little secret to everybody out there?
Yes, please.
Amazon has a rain shower bath ball. It's like $20. You put it in your bath, and you won't get UTIs, and it will help you not get ovarian cancer.
Oh.
Because when you're in the bathtub, what happens? You're sitting in pollution, taking a bath.
Mm. Wow. What's it called again?
Rain shower bath ball. And you can even take it on vacation with you.
Oh, cool, cool. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up this weekend. You're going to be at the New Life
exciting.
Expo and at the Open Center. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc. And let me just give some shout outs to my peeps on the Facebook Live. Wayne, Mark, Corinne, I mentioned before. Sanaya, Jane, Jeremiah, I mentioned before. Gary, Maria, Lee, Nicole, Megalina, oh, nice to see you. Nahaz, Sharon, oh, wonderful to see you. Thank you all for joining us. So, Kimberly, the reason you're in town this weekend is you're going to be speaking a couple of probably the two biggest places to do any kind of New Age work, which is at the New Life Expo this weekend that starts tomorrow.
Right.
And you're also going to be at the Open Center, which is one of the most prestigious and long-running centers, spiritual centers here in New York. So let's just talk about about New Life first, and then we'll get into Open Center. So what are you doing at the New Life Expo this weekend?
New Life Expo, I'll be doing teachings, and I will be doing healings in the rooms.
Ah,
I'll be going
wonderful.
Out to the room, and I'll be doing some blessed holy water on people and activating them. And various teachings on third dimension to fifth dimension. Teaching how to live in a third dimensional world to get by and moving into a higher dimension and how to feel more comfortable bouncing back and forth and how to live comfortable in that situation where they're not, you're not feeling guilty when you're always having third dimensional slip ups and then witnessing miracles. And when you witness more miracles, then you feel more comfortable feeling those miracles. And the more you witness miracles, then having a miracle is easier to accept.
Mm.
So that's the basic of those workshops.
Gotcha.
This weekend. And then many people come up to me and they get a healing and a prayer. I touch mostly, even if there's 100 or 200 people in my workshops, mm-hmm. I usually touch every single person in the workshop.
Really?
Every person. I'm like almost like Amma.
Wow.
So everyone will come up and I lay hands on every person in the workshop.
Oh, wow. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I'm just curious because different people mean different things when they talk about fifth dimension, you know, going 3D to 5D. What do you mean by going from 3D to 5D?
Well, 3D to me is like the heaviest, hardest dimension that we're in right now, which is like the gossiping, the who's better than who, the greediness, the sickness. This is where we get the illness.
Nice.
When I see the world through my eyes, in the dimension that I get into very easily, I'm easily can slip in. That's the dimension that Jesus walked in, the prophets have walked in, when they can lay hands on something. Like you say, right now you have a lump right here that's really big. I rub my hands on it. I put my hands on it and I say, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And when I lay my hand off of it, it's disappeared. Mm. It's called the Harry Potter dimension. It just goes whoo, like that. And then also it's a dimension of forgiveness. It's a dimension of love and light, where when you assault someone or you hurt them, you forgive them and it's gone.
Mm.
It's out of this world. It's out of this room. It's out of the world. It's left.
Mm.
It's also a dimension that we sometimes talk about, which is called the hybrids, the aliens.
Mm.
It's touching in that we have to accept anything and everything that's coming into our world right now and moving us forward, because we're in the awakening, we're in the ascension, and we have to understand that we have to share the world with everybody.
Right. I have so many questions from the things you just said, but I just want to, before I get to all those, take us off track. And what are you going to be doing at the Open Center? And when are you doing the Open Center?
So the Open Center is on the 26th, and that's because it is the month of cancer awareness.
Mm.
This is the month where I have a very, very, very deep spot in my heart for breast cancer.
Mm.
And I'm very, 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 very good at it. I have a 95% cancer success rate.
Oh, wow.
For finding breast lumps. I find cancer everywhere, but these breast lumps have got to go. So if you have anyone you know or anybody that you want to come out to the Open Center, it's a 2020 East, so how you say it, 30th Street,
East,
New York.
30th Street, yes.
Yeah. And I will be there on Saturday at 7 p.m. And we're having a tribute to the Beatles.
Oh.
And we'll be having live music being played there, because I really love all the songs the Beatles have to say about peace, love.
Yes.
And there I'll be doing many, many, many laying on hands of breast scans or any kind of cancer, but mostly we're really looking for that. But if you have, you know, anyone you know that needs help with that, and I'll be doing teaching how to heal yourself, self-protection tools, organic holistic living and nutrition, boosting your immune system, and talking about mercury and plastics, heavy toxins, getting enough sleep, all this stuff. And people will be able to ask me questions and answers about their own life, and just come to the center if you have, you know, a willingness to be open to accept the healing there. Because even if you don't get up on the stage, we're inviting you to come up on the stage, because if you want to help do healings, I like to invite people to come up and do the healing also.
Mm.
So you can come up on stage. So in other words, a lot of times if you watch my videos, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com, you'll see people, you'll be like, why are they up on stage with Kimberly? I like people to come up on stage with me
hands. Beautiful, beautiful. I have a question for you, just a sort of a generic question when it comes to healing, because I know some people who are pretty advanced, some shamans who used to heal and then they stopped, and I asked them why, and they would say things like, well, if I heal a person and they don't do their own work, the energy can come back. So they would rather teach the person how to deal with whatever the issue is, the energetic, emotional issue they might be struggling with, rather than just taking something away from them so that they learn how to heal themselves.
What an awesome question.
Mm-hmm.
So once you receive the healing, once you get the information, what's wrong with you, obviously, and it's right. confirmed. Once you get the healing, which is, you could say Kimberly's the healer, but really the energy source is the healer. I'm the vessel for the healing. And then so we're in a grid. Everyone's in the room participating. But once they you are healed, so someone says, I am healed, and they go to a doctor and they're confirmed they're healed. How do you stay healed is what you're asking.
Right.
So how do we stay healed? Great question. Some people get up and they go, I am healed, and they are healed. Okay. And then so like, how do you stay healed? Are you healed in the third dimension? Are you healed in the 12th dimension, 24th dimension? Are you always healed? So how do you think that you can stay healed? They're blinking. Look at my eyes blinking really fast. We are only healed when we are completely serving in the God dimension. So how we stay healed, and I have doctors and I have lawyers and I have so many people that come to me and they'll say, I am still healed because once I was healed, I still stay serving in the God dimension. If I stay serving in the God dimension, then God keeps me healed.
Ah, okay. So it's kind of like
they go out
humbling ourselves,
but they go out and speak about how they were healed. And they stay serving. They're still an accountant, or they're still doing what they're doing.
Sure.
But they go out and do service, and they stay being healed by serving others. So you can't go back to your old way of living. You have to go and do the work. Amen.
Amen on that. Because I've seen it where people have been healed from, like one kind of cancer, but then a different kind of cancer will pop up later because they didn't really do their work.
Right. But it wasn't their fault. It's nothing is ever our fault. We never deserve any kind of punishment or anything bad. We are just here in this life, in this soul to learn that we are, God is the creator. We are here to bow down to God, and God is here for us as we are here for God. So we're just, it's a give and take relationship. So God granted me my life back when I was, hit and hurt. And so I have to grant my life back to God.
So
that's what happens. It's a give and take situation.
Yes. I mean, we have to give and receive, I like to say.
So it will work. If you are humble to God, God will heal you. Amen.
I understand.
Many people are healed when they are healed with me. They go out and they
And when you do groups, I mean, do you ever do like a general healing for the whole group? Like, are there like common things that many of us can release in a group, or is it always very specific to the individual?
I have seen some of the most amazing healing in my entire life in groups where people have had tumors dissolved off their necks, breast, and they've gotten up in just one session and put their hands up and said, God has healed me. And they have come back and showed me the results, and they've never had to have one more healing again because their faith in that alone, and then they go out and do that, and they've never, ever had an issue again. They've just been completely healed.
You must be Jewish because you use your hands so much when you talk.
Oy vey.
And
Jewish Italian.
Oh, Jewish Italian. Oh, wow. You really got a bad name. I'm curious, where was your grandmother from?
Which one?
The one you said was a shaman.
She, Genoa.
Genoa. Oh, Italy.
And then the
other one, the Jewish one?
I think she was born in Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
quite a lineage.
And then
the other one was Russia.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. I guess our other guest just didn't make it, so it's all for you today.
Oh, wow.
So when I come back, actually, is it okay if I ask you about your new book?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after these messages.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with medical medium, trans channeler, and hands-on healer Kimberly Meredith, all about her amazing gifts and how she's so much in service coming back from that severe car accident. So you're working on a book. It's not published yet. Do you have a title for it?
The title right now is called God Blinks.
God Blinks. Ah, okay. I like that. And what do you go through in the book?
Well, a lot of people always ask me, how did this happen to you?
Right.
So the beginning of the book is based on a little bit about my biography, about how this happened, you know, and it talks about I have a traumatic childhood.
So it talks
about my childhood and the struggles of growing up with my mom, who was an alcoholic.
Ooh.
And how I grew up through that. And so it does get into that. And also mm-hmm. how you can overcome your childhood and traumas.
Mm.
And also the diversity of growing up in being raised in multiple situations, and I think it really touches on struggles of that. Mm. And also not knowing what's wrong with you, you know, as a young kid. They didn't know what I had with the blinking. And then also it goes into my near-death experience.
Okay.
And how I couldn't walk for almost a year.
Wow.
And not knowing that I would become a full-blown trans channel medium.
Mm.
Then it goes into the gifts emerging.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into my extensive, because there's not a lot of medical mediums that have had as much testing as me.
Oh, really?
And I've gone to a lot of testing. I've done Noetic Ions Institute.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes.
I was there in a Faraday cage.
Ooh.
And then I've also gone to Dr. C. Norm Shealy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very famous, he's the one that discovered, sorry, I fidget.
Okay.
I'm a fidgeter. He did Carolyn Meese. He found. So I spent time with him.
Mm.
I had a lot of double blind tested with cancer clients and people before they ever knew that they had it. I knew. I've done thermography testing at SciTech Institute.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea of like what some of these tests reveal?
Yeah. So they're put in machines where they find out that they have cancer or knees that have pins in them and gallbladders removed. And I don't know anything. I'm in a room and they scan them.
Right.
And then I come out and scan and they'll say, what's going on in them? And I'll say, they have a tumor in their head. It's, and then I'll say, what kind of tumor? Or their knee, or they have this implanted there. I'll say their gallbladder is gone. I'll say they have a cancer in their appendix. And then they'll say she's completely correct.
Wow.
And then I'll do a healing, and they'll see that the healing is completely correct. And then I've put back their intestinal tract right.
Oh, wow.
So basically, the foreword's written by Norm Shealy.
Oh.
And he wrote a really cool foreword.
Nice.
And then I have a lot of doctors' testimonials in the book confirming some really cool testimonials in there.
Oh, beautiful.
And then also the book has, it's touching on lots of information that I can give the people about nutrition and food supplements and the things that I believe that can help our body. And also I touch on in the book how to heal ourselves emotionally and spiritually, and how I believe that God and the Holy Spirit is really here for us right now in the world and wants to help us, because I don't believe that I could wake up one day after all these years that I was pushed away as a young child to stop blinking, and all of a sudden my blinkings appear again. And I believe that we all have these hidden gifts inside of us that want to emerge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I think this is just one of the books that's going to happen, because I'm already starting my next one.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
But I want this one just to kind of come out and just, you know, it's kind of like the first one, and I just want to move on to the next one.
All right. Well, you'll let me know when it's actually out. We'll have you back on the show when it comes out. I'm curious. Now, you said you have like a 95% success rate.
I do.
I'm curious, for that 5% that don't, do you have a sense of why it didn't work for them?
I think that's just the people that aren't coming to me. I don't know. I don't have people really call me up and say it's not working. I just don't have like... maybe the percentage that's not working, they've died. Because most of the people that die are people that are getting infections.
Because, so it's secondary complications.
Yeah,
it's not the main thing.
The people that have died, I love them so much. The families that call me and tell me they died, Kimberly, because they went into the hospital and they got MRSA. And they died they've died of cancer because... They're getting staph infection. And when they did the autopsy, it wasn't cancer. People are often afraid of chemo. They're afraid of radiation. And I hate to say, that's not what's killing you. Right. What's killing you is all the stuff that we're eating and the stuff that we're listening to that's not... That's why the Open Center is going to be a great thing to come to, because there's a lot of things out there that we're taking and doing that's not boosting your immune system. And when you go on the internet... We're laying on Rife machines and beamers, and that spreads cancer. There's so many things out there we're doing that's lowering your immune system, and you need oxygen that kills cancer. So there's so much stuff out there that people just go in all these different directions, and we get infections, and that's the number leading cause that kills you. Not so much the cancer;
gotcha.
It's the infections that kills you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were mentioning like the Rife machine and those kinds of healing devices. So
they're not FDA approved,
yes.
And any kind of thing that's got a laser can spread cancer. I hate to say that.
Okay.
So they might be. You can look into that on your own.
Yeah.
But they go out there and they say that they cure cancer.
Yeah, which they're not actually allowed to do.
And I'm not going to say here, but you do need to look for yourself. You have to investigate these things very thoroughly.
Yeah.
What I do is I am a vessel with the energy of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I promote oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like connecting to nature is also very important. That's something that I always encourage
food,
people.
Yeah. And there's things that I talk about that helps you boost your immune system through oxygen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God is oxygen too.
One of my loyal listeners, Patty, is listening in.
And there's certain products out there that really promote high levels of oxygen in your body. So my program with my healing, thehealingtrilogy.com, we have a program through nutrition and stuff that promotes oxygen.
I see.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is really cool.
The more
not just cancer, for all immune-suppressed conditions.
Right. Yeah, for having more oxygen.
And most cancer comes from the mouth, and it comes from your glands and your adrenal glands and being attacked by your immune system, lowered immune system, fatigue.
Yes, hence the importance for sleep and getting enough sleep. We just have a couple of minutes to finish up the show. I'm curious if people into your guides, if they have any messages for our audience.
If people want to get a hold of me, the best thing to do is go to thehealingtrilogy.com. Calling my phone line is really hard to get a hold of me. So thehealingtrilogy.com. And if you want an appointment with me, it's best just to make an appointment with me on my website. That's the fastest way to do a Skype or making an appointment with me. Is thehealingtrilogy.com. And if you want to see me while I'm in New York City, I'm at the
New Life Expo right here on 34th and 8th Avenue at the New Yorker Hotel, back to where it originally was. For a couple of years, it wasn't in the New Yorker. I kind of like it being in the New Yorker. And then
in the Open Center.
In the Open Center Saturday night at 7 p.m.
But all my private sessions are sold out.
Oh, no more private sessions while you're here. Oh, well. Well, I know you said you probably won't come back for a while, but I do hope you'll come back and visit New York City.
Yeah, maybe I'll be doing like a retreat or something out here. It would be fun.
All right. That would be wonderful. Definitely let me know and we'll let our audience know about that.
This has been amazing being on here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kimberly. It's been a pleasure having you here. Thank you.
Yeah, this show's amazing. You're a God's gift.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I hope you, my loyal fans and my audience, that you've appreciated this show. I like to bring on people and highlight special things that you're not necessarily going to see or hear about elsewhere.
Is there a question I want anyone to ask?
We don't have time for questions. It's the end of the show. I do have a special announcement, because I want to let people know that immediately following my show, we have a brand new show on the network called Voices of Courage with Ken Foster. And this is a show that he produces. He's also he's in San Diego. So he's on the left coast, but he's joining our network. And you'll hear his show immediately following my show, and we'll have new shows from him every week. So thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Thank you for Kimberly for making the time out of your busy schedule to come in. Thank you all, and we will talk to you, as always, next week. Take care.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.